Hi, this is a dictation for Ms. Azra Ansari, Azra. Last name is Ansari, Ansari. Date of birth is 8/16/1942. Date of accident is 1/8/2022. Date of service is 8/23/2023. The patient is here. She was traveling as a rear seat passenger on the left side when their car hit a median after losing balance on a frozen road. There were three other travelers beside her. All of them got injured. And patient was sent to therapies and a conservative treatment. Her family has requested not to give any injections or any surgery, as she has a labile diabetes, and she is also not cleared for any surgical venture. So, patient starts suffering from pain in the right shoulder, pain in the right knee. She's found to have a rotator cuff tear. She also has medial meniscus tear and cruciate ligament tear in the right knee. In the cervical spine, she has a multi-level disc involvement from C2-3 to C6-7 with additional osteophyte complex, but disc bulge is present. The left shoulder is a rotator cuff tendinopathy with moderate to advanced glenohumeral arthrosis and effusion. Lumbar spine shows moderate spinal canal stenosis at L1, L2, L3, 4, and L2, 3. Patient is going with a conservative treatment and some shots here and there. She has not consented for any spine injections, and at this time, our goal is to continue therapy and acupuncture and chiropractic treatment and medication. And she's quite satisfied. She does report 40% improvement in her pain level. There is no radiculopathy. The pain is localized to the left shoulder and mostly to the lower back and the right knee. The pain level is 5 to 7. ADLs are affected 7. Patient reports 40% improvement. Please review the chart for the ADLs, for the neurology, or for the system review, additional history, substance abuse, as well as compliance history. The physical examination reveals that the blood pressure is 132/99, pulse 82, pulse ox is 100. The rest of the exam is from the previous visit. Visit of 6/7/2023, dictation number 0609-010 and -013. Same findings are present. Patient is able to lift her left shoulder up to 160 degrees without any pain in abduction as well as flexion. The rest of the findings of the shoulder, knee are same, and the spine findings are the same. Diagnosis is the same. Plan is to continue the therapy as per patient request, focusing on the both knees, right shoulder, neck, mid back, lower back, 2 times a week with traction massage, with OT, acupunctures, and massage. She remains off work, household replacement and transportation help. Her ADLs are continuing. Her labs and maps have been reviewed. Patient also doesn't want any medications. She requests only compounding cream that has been given to her, consisting of ketoprofen, cyclobenzaprine, gabapentin, lidocaine, prilocarpine. Also, we gave naltrexone 1 milligram capsule, 60 of them, to help her with the pain. Once again, she's not interested in any spine injection. We did discuss Durolane injection, and her labs have been reviewed. They're found to be in compliance. Thank you.